I'll just share something with us this morning, but I want you to know that it's a privilege for you and I to be here, and the Lord has a word for you. I'm confident of that. And the reason why I'm saying that is because I've been trying to dodge coming up here and preach. And finally, I think I got arrested. So nowhere else to run to or to hide. So I'm here. So I'll quickly share something. When Pastor first asked me to share, I will not tell you when, but I waved it. So, and nothing happened to me or my family. This is the reason why I know that there's a word for all of us here today, this morning, or this afternoon, yeah, this morning. Because the devil tried so that I would not be here. But I'm here, so, because I think the devil knows that the Lord will speak to a lot of us today. So what I'm sharing today is what has happened to me, what has happened to me this week. The moment I accepted, when Pastor asked me again, and I said, yes, sir. And I think from my heart, you know, when we speak to people, and people they hear what you say. But it's the Lord that looks at the heart. He knows when you've really accepted the invitation. And the first time when Pastor said, are you going to, can you do this? I said, But the Lord saw my heart and knew that, you're not ready. You're not doing it. So nothing happened to me. But the moment I said yes and accepted it, things started happening. And in the midst of the things that were happening to me this week, so I started to ask, to pray and said, Lord, okay, it's too late. I can't shift this. But I've not had even time to spend and sit down. I've been in and out of the hospital, just going in and out, up and down. I'll go to work from after work. I'm sharing this not so that you can sympathize with me, please. Don't change your focus, please. I'm sharing so that God can bless you. So that I can pick and the Holy Spirit can speak to you, minister to you. So from there, I started to pray. I said, Lord, okay, this is what I'm going through. You saw everything. You can see everything. And please help me. I don't have a word. I don't know how I'm going to. My mind is so overwhelmed. So many things going on. And it's amazing how God speaks. This is my note, and I think everything I'm going to speak about today is this. And the Lord said, he just asked me a question. Okay, don't worry. I was going to show it to one of the children and let them read it out. And the question was just say, it just says, Adeyemi, that's my full name. What do you see? So in the midst of what's going on. And that's where I started, you know, God now brought me back. So a little bit of story. When myself and my wife, we were, by the way, I wish they were here, but I could feel that spirit here. I feel that energy here. So thank you, Deborah and Noah. Okay, so if you're a man here, you are a husband or a male gender, can we clap for our sisters, our moms, our wives, please? Clap for your mom. So if you're a male gender, you have a sister, you have a mom, please clap for them. Every all the female gender in your household, please clap for them. Thank you. Thank you. That wasn't planned. I just feel like, because what they do for us is amazing. And really, they are really strong. It would be a shame on the man that thinks he's stronger than the woman. That's our side. So thank you, Deborah, for what you do for me and my boy. So I was praying, and the Lord said, what do you see? So when we were courting, before we got married, and one of our marriage counseling with Pastor, Pastor shared with us, and he said, so let me just give you a brief, because if you, marriage counseling with Pastor is, our pastors, they are amazing. So they said, we laid our all the cards on the table, and that's to say that we okay, what's going on with you, what's going on with me, all right, this is what I've been through, this is what I'm going through right now. So that if you want to run, you're not happy with what your other partner to be, or your wife to be, or your husband to be, is saying, then you still have the chance there to run. And so we lay everything on the table, and we were just, you know what, no pressure, nothing. But right there, I made my mind up to say, you know what, I'm going to be with you in everything. And we got married, and one of the challenges that we faced at the time was infertility issue, and we were just believing. And so God took me back to when we started, took me back to there's one thing that I've never really had any doubt about. Maybe I should even tell my wife to, because I know she's watching. Maybe she can type it, but it might take a while because I know she's with our son. So, but if there's one thing that I've never really had any doubt that God can do, was that she would be the mother of my children. So I've always said that to her many, many times. And God took me back and said, December, one of the retreats that we had, I think the one before the COVID, we were still facing this way. We're looking at, so we face this way. We said, so people will see it, the back towards the wall. And I remember a word that came. I was facing the wall at the time, and I just asked God, please remember us. And fast forward, 2021, we had our boy. And but before then, there was a word that God gave us, because we thought we would lose Noah at some point. My wife was bleeding heavy and things like that. I don't want to focus so much on the challenges, because in psychology, there's this thing that says that people tend to focus more on negative news than the good news, really. So, but what I want us to pick out from this is, Yemi, what do you see in your situation? And God, so I started to about your boy, because he was not feeling too good. He's been in the hospital for a while now. Not a while, but a few days. So I was starting to, the Lord took me back to what he was saying to us, what he said to us about Noah. So really, what I'm here to tell all of us today is, what do we see in our situation? What we see is what we get. So like they say, what you see is what you get. So I started to tell the Lord, I said, I see Noah, Erelua. I see the word of God, because it was the word that came. And I said, and the Lord was saying, so what is the word of the Lord? What's my word? So I started digging, and I was just saying to my boy, I was just saying that you are sharper, you endure forever. Hebrews 4:12, you're perfect, flawless. The Lord actually gave us a word to say, good and perfect gifts I'm giving to you from the Father of light, with whom there's no variation or any shadow of turning. And that's what we were just declaring over him. But there was a story, probably Zippy touched on it, it was amazing. I was just thinking, wow, God, this is how you work. Last night, during the evening time, the prayer altar, that God also took me back to the Israelites, you know, Exodus 14. I don't know if we have, if we can have that up, but I'll read it from here as well. It's just a story of the Israelites. And there's something I saw there. From verse 1, now the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the children of Israel, that they turn and camp before Pi Hahiroth, between Migdol and the sea, opposite Baal Siphon. You shall camp before it by the sea. For Pharaoh will say of the children of Israel, they are bewildered by the land. The wilderness has closed them in. Then I will harden Pharaoh's heart, so that he will pursue them, and I will gain honor over Pharaoh and over all his army, that the Egyptians may know that I am the Lord. And they did so. Now it was told the king of Egypt that the people had fled, and the house of Pharaoh and his servants were turned against the people. And they said, why have we done this, that we have let Israel go from serving us? So he made ready his chariots and took his people with him. Also, he took 600 choice chariots, and all the chariots of Egypt were captains over every one of them. And the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And he said, and he pursued the children of Israel. And the children of Israel went out with boldness. So the Egyptians pursued them, all the horses and chariots of Pharaoh, his horsemen, and his army, and overtook them, camping by the sea beside Pi Hahiroth, before Baal Zephon. And when Pharaoh drew near, the children of Israel lifted their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them. So they were afraid, and the children of Israel cried out to the Lord. Then they said to Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, have you taken us away to die in the wilderness? Why have you so dealt with us to bring us up out of Egypt? Is this not the word that we told you in Egypt? Say, let us alone that we may serve the Egyptians, for it will have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than we should die in the wilderness. And Moses said to the people, do not be afraid. From this story, so basically they were moved by what they see, what they saw, rather, or if so. God was saying that if, because we read from the start, the Lord had a plan, and the plan was there. So God was telling me that, was telling you as well today, that He had a plan already planned from before you were formed in your mother's womb. That we see that in Jeremiah chapter 1. And he's bringing a lot of things will happen. Why don't we go back to him, who's the master planner, to say, Lord, I'm right here at the point of right now, the point of my life. What do I do? But one thing I found out was they were afraid. And I wrote down, I said, fear can can blind us from what God has in store for us, what God, from God wants us to see. When we are fearful, fear can, it can blind us. So how do we see what God wants us to see in times of troubles, problems, in times of lack, in times of when you're struggling with things, different things? And we can see, and God showed me here that verse 13, and Moses said to the people, first of all, he addressed the issue of fear. And he said, do not be afraid, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Why did he say, and see the salvation of the Lord? Because if God is to save them from the problem, from the issues of what they were going through at that point in time, they have to be able to see that they've been delivered, that they'll be delivered from this, the chariots of the Egyptians, the armies, and they will be safe. And that's what struck me a lot, because what I see, do I see my boy being healed? Yes, Lord, I see my boy being healed. Is he already playing? He's having his a nice time. And that didn't happen until I started seeing things the way God wanted me to see them. And that's what I want to speak to us about today. If there's nothing else you take out from here, we are all at different issues, different things going on. And whatever you see, is what the Lord will do for you. So if you see progress when you're stuck, you progress. The Lord will make you, will find a way. But before all this, the Lord was speaking to me, addressing the issue of, because one of the things that I was also going through was sometimes when to learn to say no, and also when not to say no. So the Lord was showing me some examples in the Bible, and was saying that for me to see, I need to be able to, he talked about the separation. So you might need to separate, you know, you might need to start to say no to some things and start to say yes to some things. So you might need to separate from some things, habits and things like that, and you might need to just say yes and move to a different HOD, please. So the Lord was saying that it took me to the story. Thank you. There's Gideon's story that he showed me, and this was when the angel of the Lord appeared to Gideon and said, I'm just paraphrasing, but it's found in the book of Judges, chapter 6, just talking about how delivering the message to say, go and deliver. The Lord wants to use you to deliver the Israelites. And, you know, Gideon was saying, giving the excuses and saying all sorts, different things. I'm this, I'm that, I'm this, I can't do this. It's like Moses as well. And when I was just having a conversation, I said, Lord, I see the word of the Lord. I see Harry. I see my boy, Noah. Is the word of the Lord is. Your word says it was, your word stands forever. This word stands forever. It's a strong tower. The name of the Lord. What's the name of the Lord? Jesus. Who is Jesus? The word of the Lord stands forever. It's alive and active. Hebrews 4:12, NIV. I carried on, and the Lord showed me, started to show me, it's like a reflection. And I want us also to pray at the end also to, that the Lord will show you yourself, who you really are. And the Lord started to show me that a lot of things I've made, I just made it, excuses and say I'm not good enough. When God wants to use us, and if we see things, if God is ready to show us things, we have to be ready to say yes and don't give excuses like Gideon, like Moses, like even the centurion said, no, I'm not worthy, do not come in here, just send your word. God wants to use us. He wants to bring us closer to him. He wants to show us. He wants us to stop. There's a hidden court where, let me describe it this way. So I know Dr. Uche, but our relationship can get better if maybe I start to, every day I check up on him, every day. We grow closer and we saying hello, how are you doing, what's going on, can we pray together, things like that. We bond more. Before I know it, Dr. Uche might start to tell me some things, more private things I would never have really told a long time ago when we were just hello as friends. And the more we grow, our relationship grows, the more he will tell me more things, hidden things, things that are closest to him, to his heart. And that's how God wants us to relate with him. And he's demanding for our relationship. He wants us to come closer to him so he can show us the things that he wants us to see. We pray a prayer every 6 p.m. the prayer altar. Lord, help us to see what you're saying, what you're thinking about us, and what you're saying, what you're thinking, what you're seeing about us. So God wants for God to show us things. He wants us to stop making excuses. He wants us to create time. He wants us to fellowship more with him. And for us to do that, what do? We need to not work God around our schedule, but work our schedules around God. So we put him first, and then every other thing else we can try and do that, but it's got to be the number one. And these are the things that God was showing me, telling me. So I'm just asking us today to look inward, because usually most of the time we tend to quickly pick out the fault in others and tend to forget ours or ignore or neglect ours. I think we should try and look at inside and ask God to show us, because we might actually think there's nothing wrong, but if we ask God, it can help us to see where we are, where we need help. So for us to see, we need to get rid of fear. We need to ask the Lord. We always decree every 6 p.m. Prayer altar, the Lord has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love, of power, and a sound mind. That's really important. Because fear will blind us from seeing what God wants us to see. Do not be afraid and see the salvation of the Lord. So if I see the salvation of God, then I know definitely that God will save me from this problem, from this issue. I see the healing of the Lord upon my life. I know that God will heal me. It's like the servant of Elisha. Because when you see, it brings understanding. He was panicked, afraid. What do we do, Master? I'm just paraphrase it. And Elisha just asked that the Lord pray. He prayed that the Lord should open his eyes. The Bible also tells us that about Jesus, that for the joy that he saw, for the joy before him, he endured the cross. If you can find the scripture, please, just for us to see exactly the way he puts it. That scripture tells me, it tells me personally that even Jesus saw the glory ahead. So he went through, he endured the cross, the shame, everything. So it's important for us to see at every point in our lives, every day, that we see what God wants us to see. That we're not moved by what we are seeing. So really, I don't know what the title will be of the message. Could be the word of the Lord. Could be what to do when you don't know what to do. Just pray. Seek God's face. Pray. Ask God what to do. What can you do? What should you be doing at this time? One thing I'll say to us is, the word of the Lord is powerful. The Bible says so. It said, even, okay, Genesis chapter 1, God said, what was God saying? He was speaking. He was speaking the word. The word was coming out. John chapter 1 told us that Jesus is the word of the Lord. There was nothing that was made. It was all Jesus without the word. It was all Jesus who is the word of the Lord. I pray that the Lord will expand his word in our hearts. More than what I've said, that his word will grow. It's just like the parable of the sower. When the Lord spoke about the parable, you know, some people came back, the disciples, they came back and said, tell us what you were saying there. He said, oh, really? No, the farmer was sowing the word of the Lord. The seed was the word. And it grows. That the word of the Lord will grow more in our hearts. I just want you to ask yourself, what do you see in your situation? God spoke to Abraham and said, as far as you can see, Genesis 13, around maybe from 14. I'll just go there. And the Lord said to Abraham, after Lot had separated from him, lift your eyes now and look from the place where you are, northward, southward, eastward, and westward. For all the land which you see, I give to you and your descendants forever. The power of sight. A lot of our brothers in the house of they've talked about light, sight, high works. Our pastor as well touched on it as well, Bible study. We have to be able to see. In Jeremiah, I was sharing on Wednesday, I think. The Lord asked Jeremiah, what do you see? That really hit me a lot, because I can look at maybe my background here and I see a picture. Or maybe God is expecting me to say, I see a picture, I think it's a picture of eels. I see a flower here. I see a white background, a wall. It was the Lord's response to that. Jeremiah chapter 1. It says, the word of the Lord came to me. Because I'll read from verse 4. The word of the Lord came to me saying, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you a prophet to the nations. Then said I, Ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a youth. One of the reasons that God is speaking to us and telling us that we should stop the excuses. Okay, I mentioned that earlier. For I'm a youth. But the Lord said to me, do not say I am a youth, for you shall go to all to whom I send you, and whatever I command you, you shall speak. Do not be afraid of their faces. Again, we see fear there. For I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord. Verse 9, that the Lord pulled forth his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said to me, basically, so when we say yes to the Lord, it's the Lord that will walk through us to complete his task. I don't know if we get that. So God is calling us to do things, and we are saying, finding excuses. But once we say yes to the Lord, he's the one that will enable us, will give us everything that we need to carry out his own task. I was saying there, and then the Lord put forth his hand. He said, behold, I have put my words in your mouth. See, I have this day set you over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out and to pull down, to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant. Verse 11, moreover, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Jeremiah, what do you see? And I said, I see a branch of an almond tree. He could have said, I see a tree. Or he could have said, I see a branch. He could have said to the Lord and say, I see an almond tree. And I said, I see a branch of an almond tree. Then the Lord said to me, you have seen well. You have seen well. So you can see, but not see well. And that was a prayer I think the Lord left me to lead on Wednesday, to say that, can we ask the Lord that we to help us to see well? Not just to see, but to see well. Because what follows after, said, you have seen well, for I am ready to perform my word. You have seen well, and I'm ready to perform my word. And he just carried on. We see the Lord came to him again a lot of times. But we need to get rid of fear. We need to ask the Lord to help us, that we will not be afraid. Because what fear will do to us, it will stop us from getting to where God wants us to get to. We are so fearful, maybe at our workplace, or in our home, husband, wife, fearful, not really, you can be so afraid of different things. Maybe someone is appearing to you as a terror, and you're just so fearful. You can be fearful of even sharing the word of the Lord, the gospel. Oh, I don't want people to know that I'm a Christian. No, they should not know this about me. Oh, I can't sing here. Oh, I cannot actually pray here. Oh, I can't do this here. I can't do that here. So, what would they say? You know, I don't want anybody to sue me or anything like that. Just so scared of different things. So many things. This might happen, that might happen. The Lord is saying to us today that we should not be afraid, because he's the one. We read the story of Moses. Finally, when Moses, because God had to speak to help, when he kept on saying, I can't do this, I can't do that, he brought his brother. But finally, when it was the Lord that they got to the story that we read, was everything was the Lord's doing. Then he looked up and cried, and the Lord said, well, he cried out, okay, was your hand, you raise it up, and the sea parted. That was the Lord's doing. He just needed a vessel to do and carry out his will when we say yes to him. The word of the Lord is not chained. It's never in captive. So the word of the Lord to you today, I don't know what's going on, but you are not in captive. And that's one of the things that the Lord said to me. He said, look at your son, look at yourself, look at your wife. If you're not in captive, what does that mean? The Lord started explaining and making it bigger to me. That means you're not chained by any needles. That means you're not. So when the Lord say things, I pray that the Holy Spirit will help us to see what he's saying. Because if we're able to see it, personally, I make my boast in the Lord, really. And my wife always make a joke about it and say, if only you actually believe and see the way you see that, how be mother of your children. And you apply that to everything else in your life, your life will be different. One thing from day one. So when I call people personally, I say Daddy AY, for example. I'm not just, it's not a nickname. It's because I see you, Uncle AY. I see your children. Thank you, Lord. Something else came to my mind. I think, you remember what I said to your wife when she was pregnant? I said to Esther, I was calling her mommy. And when I called her mommy, and I was thinking in my mind what my wife went through during the childbirth, the complications and everything. When I called Esther mommy, I was thinking in my mind, you will not go through it, it will be smooth. I see you carrying your baby. But she didn't understand. So she told me. She said, no, don't call me mommy. I said, ah. So I called her one day. And I explained to her, this is the reason why I'm calling you mommy. Because I've seen that you're carrying your baby. And since that day, I think she told me, oh, now I understand. Please, you're allowed to call me mommy. So really, let me chip this in, okay? So I just say that I never had any doubt that God will do it and give us our children. But also, it meant that in my heart, I made up my mind that I'm ready to wait. So I'm ready to wait for as long as it takes. So it wasn't so when you see healing, you see prosperity in different, you see whatever you see does not mean it happens the next minute. So we still need to journey with God, to keep believing. What it just means, basically, to see, is that you're saying, Lord, I see beyond this current situation, and I'm ready to wait with you. I'm ready to walk with you. I'm ready to... Abraham, you know, took a long time. Sarah even laughed. She's like, ah, look at me in my old age. But Lord is saying, no, I'm still going to use that barren womb that you call barren. I'm going to use that womb to birth the earth, the whole world. So it doesn't mean that we will not face challenges or it will happen the next second. Lord, I see you here. I see, this is what I see, and then it happens the next day. It happens in 1 week or 2 weeks. It happens in, no. God knows the time. He knows when it will happen. But all he wants from us is our dedication, our trust, our loyalty, for us to carry on trusting him, even when it's tough. When it's tough. When the tough gets going. So I just wanted to, when we don't know what to do, when we are in situations, to just see that the Lord is working it out for us, for our good. And I think it boils down also, I believe it boils down to the to your understanding of who God is. So if we believe, we know, personally, I just don't sing songs. Songs minister to me, every word. So when I sing Good, Good Father, I know he's so good and I know he loves me. So when I'm going through issues, I don't know if you can help us to find a scripture that says we are pressed on all sides. Yes, we can be moved, we can be shaken, but if we are in God, we will still stand. We will stand. So the Lord is calling us. He wants to show us things. He wants to show us a lot of things. But are we ready? Pastor spoke about spotlight. Spotlight. That just reminded me. Brought something back to my memory. One of the things that myself and my wife, we said to ourselves, even when we are angry, just still tell me the truth. I would say to her, even if I don't want to hear, still say it. Because I hear things and I might not use it there, but I take it with me. That's the way I function. So I'll go, it might be when I'm lying down on my bed in the night that comes back and I'm thinking about it. And I said to her, just tell me the truth, okay? And one of the times the pastor asked me, oh, can you take this? And I said, And she just said to me, okay, spotlight, what are you going to do? Are you going to shy away? Or I said, no, leave me alone. The spotlight's on you. But yeah, I went back later and I just said, Lord, I'm sorry. Actually, there's no pastor I'm saying no to, that I don't want to do this. Leave me behind the scenes, I'm fine. But all the No, I'm just like, Lord, help me. The word of the Lord responds. You see the word of the Lord in every situation, you respond. Genesis chapter 1, let there be light. It happened. creates, he brings to life what is dead. So really today, different times of our lives, people are celebrating, some people are mourning, some people are just birthing the newborn and things like that. But in everything that we're going through that's happening around us, question I ask myself is God in there with me? If the answer is yes, then I'm okay. I'm good. So really today, if you've not heard anything else so far, remember, God wants our relationship to be better. For you to be able to see, let's cast out every fear. Because fear can blind us from what God wants us to see. And what do we see? He said, do not be afraid, see the salvation. We see, if I see the salvation of God, if I see that God is actually the woman with the issue of blood, is it hemorrhage, they call it now these days. When you're losing blood, I'm not sure, but she was not meant to be in the midst of people, but she saw that if only she could just touch the hem of God's, of Jesus's garment, she saw and she found her way one way or the other, and she did it. The ability, the power to see. So what I see, what you see, in summary, is that we should see the word of the Lord in every situation. So we should see what God is saying in every situation. We should see what God is doing in every situation. It's not easy, I'm telling you. So I will not stand here and try to do like it's easy. It wasn't. This is what God was telling me when I was overwhelmed, when I was afraid, when I was down, when I was seeking for answers, that what is going on. Especially when God has said, you know what, you're bringing the word to your people, to God's people today. So it wasn't that. It wasn't like... it was all perfect for me when I heard these things. But God is saying that we've heard our pastor, Momiwura, said a lot of times, it's in your pain that you actually birth your purpose. So something like that. That God will speak to you. It will tell you what the things that you actually... I start to gain understanding of why God has created you, his purpose for your life, for our lives. So I just wanted to pray. Lord, help me to see you. Help me to see you in every situation. Help me to see you in everything that I'm going through. You know it, and God knows it. To see you in whatever it is. So you can tell the Lord now. He hears. Is it health challenges or... financial problems or whatever it is, the Lord sees and he knows, and if the one that's made us, he's formed us and He's the one that holds everything in our lives. He knows when, what we're doing tomorrow. He knows everything. No better person to run to than to go to Him and ask Him, what should I be doing at this time? Okay, I'm going through this right now, Lord. Help me. What should I do? And you wait patiently to hear from Him. Lord, help me to see, not just to see well. Help me to see well, so you can perform your word. One of the songs says, to see you I lifted up, open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you, Lord. The Bible talked about the eyes of our hearts, of our understanding, be enlightened. The eyes of our understanding be enlightened. It means that the Lord to open us to see beyond what is ordinary. So when people are seeing lack, you're seeing provision. When people are seeing problems, you're seeing solutions. The kind of work I do, I always wonder why people, difficult ones, are being put on my case. I'm like, what's going on? But then God started to speak to me that, who else do you want them to give these people to? And God has been faithful. Results to God's glory alone. Can we start to not run away from the darkness, but to run to the darkness and pull our light in there? To stop running away from the darkness. To see you high and lifted up. To us today, this morning, about Peter took his eyes off. They talked to us today about focus. So when we keep our focus on Jesus, we can walk on water. But when we take our eyes off the word of the Lord, we start to sink. We start to move away, to deviate, to go from the plan of God for our lives to different things. Lord, we ask that we focus on you, you alone. We will not look at what we're going through. The winds may blow, the waves may be so strong that we moving our stability, we are shaking, moves from side to side. But in everything, that Lord will look up to you, keep our eyes on you, keep our eyes on you, looking unto Jesus. Like Bobby Roy said, that's a commandment. It's an action word. Looking. I'm doing it. It's a doing word. Looking unto Jesus. a reason for that, because when we look, our faith is made stronger. Just pray for yourselves. Pray that the Lord will help you to see and see well. To see and see well. Lord, we use this opportunity as well to pray for those that are meant to be amongst us. I know a few who are not feeling too good at the moment. Lord, we speak to every virus of COVID. We curse your root, and we ask the Lord, he has made you people whole. Not just healed, but you're made whole. In Jesus' name. And Lord, we pray, we ask that even the rest of us as well, as we go out, as we look more to you, becoming you, what you want us to become. The more we look, the more we see, the more we become. And we carry on looking at you alone. We pray for every home. Lord, I pray for every home right now. Husband and wife. Lord, I pray that there'll be unity, there'll be peace in every home. And the Lord will show them the root cause of whatever's causing the issue. And you give them the wisdom how to deal with it, how to go about solving it. You direct them to the right people that will give godly counsel. Thank you for healing hearts. Thank you for providing for people, your provision. Thank you. Where they've said no to some people, thank you for opening doors. Doors of opportunity, doors of success, of progression everywhere in our lives, Lord. We pray that all this to your glory, Lord. To your glory. We'll not share in your glory. Just carry on praying. Just speak to the Lord. It's you and the Lord. And He hears you. He hears your heart cry. That was all I did. I try not to question God, but you can ask questions. And the Lord hears. He hears, and I will speak to you in a way you can understand that this is the Lord speaking to me. Thank you, Lord, for speaking to your people, and you'll continue to speak to your people, to every one of us, that we'll do exactly what you ask us to do. We won't just be hearers only. And I will see you in every situation. We will seek you first. We will ask you things when we are not sure. Lord, help us to not be afraid. Thank you for giving us a spirit of love, of power, and a sound mind. Thank you, Lord, because we are no longer slaves to fear.